So things you would do for money. This was an innocent comment yesterday about a man that ate a dead wasp for a packet of Tangy Toms.
Which is quite a small amount of money. I mean, that's 15p we're talking about. It's not much. This is a lot of a bigger amount of money. This guy, a couple of years ago at a lad's holiday, one of the boys was a bit short of cash. So my mate offered him 50 euros if he would eat the next cockroach that they found in the room. And it was a big one.
I've never been so glad to hear the word roach in that sentence.
He'd done it, and he got his 50 euros and also got it on video as a wee souvenir.
Wow. Oh, he's got a video of it. Brilliant.
Cockroach.
He'll never be able to forget that. Sean from Cumbernauld, how are you today, mate?
I'm all right, mate. How about you?
I'm brilliant. Yeah, I'm slightly disgusted by a lot of this. So the one that is involving you, is it you or a pal? Who's involved here?
It was an old work friend. We were digging out a back garden a couple of years ago. There was a big long worm.
Oh, no.
And he was like, ah, he just turned into his own. Who dares we eat this? And we were just turning and went, well, if you want, it's up to you. And he just went right for money. And he just done, and I done £25 and he just done right in the throat.
Oh! Man, it's like I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
It is for that, isn't it? Well done, that's another 25. Meal for camp.
Did you give him the money though, Sean?
Ah, you got the money, aye.
Good, glad to hear
but
it.
That's what Jenny's caring about. She's like, as long as you get paid, we're fine with
that.
If
you're going to do these things, you might as well get the cash.
Sean, you're a star, so is your mate. Thanks for calling us, cheers, pal.
No bar, cheers.